JW, I'm on hold.
JKT, how's it going, Dave?
Oh, hello, Eric. I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Up 85 on way home this afternoon.
It's in banking hours, you know that?
Again at 5 o'clock in the morning, but, you know.
Get better like that. The earlier I could get up and the earlier I could get on the road, the more of the other traffic I could avoid. I kind of liked it that way.
Why I do it, you know, I get up early and head in and beat the traffic in and then, you know, beat the traffic home. You know, 85 north is no picnic after 4 o'clock, so.
And you've got it going the opposite way I was going. I was going east in the morning and west in the afternoon. And look, I think you're going southwest in the morning and northeast in the afternoon.
Where did, you were at, you didn't work in Charlotte, did you?
Charlotte every day. It was 100 miles doorstep to doorstep. 200 miles a day, 1,000 miles a week.
100 miles each way, doorstep to doorstep. But luckily, I only do that 3 days a week.
5 years with that. My first 10 years, it was every day. 5 days a week, sometimes on the water, so I only went in on Wednesdays. So that combined with my 6 years at the other bank, made 10 years of going there and 10 years of not. So that actually cut it in half. 10 years of going to work and 10 years of not going to work. So that made me closer to the normal human.
This is the longest commute I've ever had, and I've been doing this for, I guess, I moved up to Shelby in September of 22, so I'm going on a year and a half now, and I'm just now getting used to it.
I was young. My dad had to go to Spartanburg every day, and I thought, man, that's a long trip. I wasn't even getting started by the time I got to Spartanburg.
It was like a 65-mile commute when we lived in upstate New York, and I spent a summer interning at his place, and, yeah, it was nice. I didn't have to drive it, though, because I just rode in with him every morning. But, yeah, that's I couldn't imagine doing it then, but now that I'm doing it, you know, it's going to keep myself busy on the radio or listening to music or books or whatever just to make the time go by.
Advantage of learn some of the stuff that I needed to know for technology for work, because you know that's ever changed. I never stay still, and also study for my extra exam and learn CW, all going up and down the road.
Yeah, I've listened to some good books on these trips, and you know, lots of good music. You know, Spotify keeps me busy, but I don't know if you're into books that much, but there's one I just finished called Lessons in Chemistry, which was a fantastic book. It was a really, really enjoyable story. So if you ever feel like it, I highly recommend you pick it up.
New books. I got most of my books are on audio, so I can be doing other things, audio, like Amazon Audibles, so I can listen to them while I'm busy doing something else. I don't want to just spend time reading. That feels like I'm wasting a lot of time when I do that. But I do like Neil deGrasse Tyson. I like the stuff that he writes. He gets your brain thinking outside of the box, and that's what I enjoy most. And learning, he has a way of teaching that is rare. They're really, really good. So I like Neil deGrasse Tyson's books, and then some books on history to find out, you know, why are we where we are in society today? What happened? Who did what right and who did what wrong?
We'll be wondering that for a while, but stand by for a minute. I'm running this quick trip here for pit stop real quick. I'll be back in a minute. This is W2JKT.
JW Mobile.